The Magic of Life by Robert A. Young, Volume 1, Chapter 1. It was September 13th, and the wind felt cold and miserable as Suzanne struggled to hold her coat close to her body. The tears were still fresh on her face, and her body felt like it had been torn apart by the emotion of the past few days. Her toes were still numb from the long trek she had traveled the previous day, and the memory of the chill seemed to linger in her bones as the wind started to blow through her clothing once again. Suzanne's fixed purpose was to provide for her children, but her efforts of the previous day had proven to be fruitless. Her regular source of food was not available, and there was nothing to feed her family. Today she headed off along the same track, but this time she would visit all the local fishing spots to see if she could find some relief. Suzanne's fear was so intense that it almost took over her body, and she was struggling to take each step. Her decision today to leave the children at home had torn her apart, and here she was doing it again. The children were too young to have to take care of themselves, but somehow she knew it had to be done. It was a significant time in their lives, as their father, Joe, had died the previous year, and as a family, they knew that they were in for some hard times. Suzanne had battled along, and the children lived in fear of what would happen to them all, and Susan felt so alone, and each day seemed to get longer as the tasks became harder, and she struggled to survive against the increasing panic that ravaged her body. Suzanne had forgotten about all her friends and those who could help her, and was almost to the point where her brain and her body were ready to give up. The wind blew, and the drizzling rain began to play tricks with Suzanne's eyes. The clouds were low, and the mist of the morning hung like a mystic curtain, always out of reach and just in front of Suzanne's vision. No matter which way she turned, it was the same. Although her mind was ravaged with fear, there was a hidden sense that detected something different in the countryside, and the strange cloud that appeared in front of her suddenly shook her into awareness and exploded her senses into a scream that was so intense its sound disappeared before it left her mouth. Suzanne froze, and the panic suddenly turned into a clarity that she had never felt before. Her sense of survival was at its maximum, and her focus and intensity were beyond belief. Suzanne scanned the path ahead, never taking her eyes off the strange vision in front of her. The rain seemed to stop just up ahead, but the cloud was slowly moving towards her. She could feel her skin start to tingle. It was like something had started that was completely out of her control, and in place of her fear, a feeling of determination had come over her. She considered stepping back, but nothing seemed to happen. It was as if she was being drawn forward, and as she took that next step, she went into the cloud and almost passed out from the rush of adrenaline that followed. In that moment, Suzanne forgot the outside world and disappeared into the ecstasy and beauty of the wonderful world of magic she had stepped into. The hardship she had experienced moments before had gone, and she marveled at the joy of standing tall in the face of everything that was happening. Suzanne could feel her confidence growing as she calmed herself and allowed the haze of her experience to subside. She focused on the faint image in front of her and watched patiently as it formed into the shimmering outline of a person. She had never experienced anything like this before, but somehow she felt comfortable, just standing motionless and letting everything unfold. The longer she stood and watched, the clearer the image became, until there standing before her was a great friend she had known through many ages. He introduced himself as Simeon.